Welcome to Union City Radio for Tuesday, August 4th. This is Chris Garlock with the latest labor news, updates, and history from the Metro Washington Labor Council. A group of D.C. educators went door-knocking yesterday morning in Ward 8 to push DCPS to make good on its promise of tech support for students. The effort was part of a National Educators United Day of Action demanding safe schools. The D.C. Caucus of rank-and-file educators includes teachers from across the district who, while praising D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser's decision to make school all virtual until at least November 6, remain concerned about equity of technology access, particularly for traditionally underserved communities. The all-virtual option is the only way to make sure students, families, and staff remain safe in this out-of-control pandemic, said Laura Fuchs, an educator member of the group. The district, she says, needs to step up its years-long promise to provide one-to-one technology support for every student and make it happen now. For all the latest local labor events listings, go to dclabor.org and click on calendar. In today's labor history, on this date in 1997, 185,000 Teamsters began what would become a successful 15-day strike at United Parcel Service over the issue of excessive use of part-timers. Today's labor quote is by John F. Kennedy, who said, "We believe that if men have the talent to invent new machines that put men out of work, they have the talent to put those men back to work." Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. Union Plus believes Black Lives Matter and values the lives of Black people. Union Plus denounces racism in all its forms and stands up against hatred. Read their statement at unionplus.org.